My name is Chris McIntyre. I'm with 105.3 KFM, and you have been named our latest KFM Teacher of the Month.
Thank you. Thank you.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? Good.
How many years you been teaching?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth year? Okay. All here at GHS?
All here at GHS, yes.
Well, you were nominated by Annika Spring, and we've got the nomination for you right over there. So we'll get you that. We got Bob Jirocco from Tompkins State Bank.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
One of my coworkers, Nicole.
Yes.
Said happened. She's not here today because she has a sick child. But on behalf of Tompkins, a $100 gift certificate, please use as you see fit. And I know that 99%, 100% of you teachers that receive this, it goes right back into the kids. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very honored.
How about a round of applause for your teacher? Isn't that awesome? So now what's their assignment right now?
Cake decorating, one of my favorite days. Yeah. So this is what I love to do. So we're going to be creative with some character cakes.
Now, did you have them bake the cakes?
Yes, we baked the cakes yesterday, and now they're making their frosting and then going to get busy. So
how many different recipes do you have them make in a semester or a school year?
Right now for this term, we're on lab number 20. So there's 20 recipes now for nutrition too. But probably every year I probably do over couple hundred. So
how wide a variety of your recipes? Tell us some of the more unique ones or maybe the most common ones too.
We do everything from just your basic chocolate chip cookie to shrimp tacos. We're going to do some fillets on the grill come May. We do cook-offs, chili cook-off, food truck, all kinds of different stuff. So
do you have any scary recipes that when you go to present them you're like, okay, this one could be dangerous?
Yes, we do the French mother sauces, and I have to encourage the kids that they do taste good even though they may not think that's going to happen that way. So,
what's your favorite recipe to teach them?
Favorite recipe probably would be cakes because I love to decorate cakes. So my cake decorating, and they get my secret cake recipe.
Now, what do you do with all the food afterwards?
Oh, they eat it.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes we share with staff if they're lucky, but usually it's the kids eating it. So,
where are you from?
I'm from Knoxville.
And you've always taught here at GHS, right?
Yes. Before this, I worked in a hotel business. I was an event planner and worked with a chef and did catering. So.
Oh, did you have a teacher growing up that you really looked up to?
I did, my mother. So she was a home ec teacher as well. And then she convinced me that this probably would be a passion that I would love, and I do love it. So definitely glad I made the switch.
What advice would you give new teachers?
Just keep pushing through, even if it's challenging, and you're definitely going to just focus on the bright spots. There's always some awesome kiddos here at GHS. So.
Congratulations being named Teacher of the Month.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Okay, we're going to get some pictures.
Okay. All right. You guys keep mixing your frosting. Sorry, but we will not get done.